When Lois asked me if I was ready for my story, I thought she means, am I ready for my lesson? Can you believe I forgot today was my story? Do I have any notes? No, but I have a mind, somewhat. Anyway, I want to thank the Lord for being here. My story for you today is, I'll start at the beginning. No, not that far back. But anyway, I am child number 2 of 13. I was born in Monument. Well, I was born in Lock Haven Hospital, but I'm from Monument, and we were a poor family. But we didn't realize we were a poor family till I went to high school. And my one girlfriend invited me to stay one weekend, and my mom said, yeah, maybe I think it's to get rid of one. I don't know. But anyway, she had an inside bathroom. I was so excited. And she wanted to run downtown and do things, and I said to her, can I get in your bathtub? She thought that kind of strange till she visited me later then. But anyway, Sue left me get in her bathtub, and I stayed in. She said, what are you doing in there? I said, bathing. I didn't want to get out. So, I mean, later on, after most of us were gone, the parents got an inside bathroom. But we took, seriously, kids, Saturday night baths. We had a big old round tin tub. And there was two waters for the girls and the boys because the boys were so dirty. And we took our turns getting in. The mom would check us, and whoever was the least dirty got in first. And then she would drench us with pails of water that we heated on the stove. We had a Maytag wringer washer. I don't know how many of you can identify with that. And I hated that blasted thing. I lost more buttons off of blouses, even though Mother showed me 10,000 times how to do it. But that was in my early years. But before that, I was born in Monument, but my grandparents took me to Bucks County to raise me, and I was there for 12 years. I was raised in Bucks County in Bristol, and right across from Minnesota Mining. We lived in a small development called Fleetwind Estates, and my grandfather worked for Minnesota Mining. He was an engineer, very intelligent man, and he could walk to work. So when you're young like that and impressionable, I didn't real know why. In the school time, I was with my grandparents. In the summer, I had to come back with all these people. It took me a while to figure out, you know. I thought, they're just doing that so I'll appreciate what I have. Really, that is what I thought, you know, with all these kids and no bathroom or anything. But when I got older, 12 years old, my mother needed help with the rest of the children, so I came home. So I'm glad I did, or I wouldn't have met that man back there I married. But anyhow, growing up, it was difficult going from one, can you imagine Bucks County being an only child, Monument, and 12 other ones to deal with? It was a little difficult till I, quote, got used to it. But I thank the Lord for my upbringing, and I think I get my gift of gab from my grandfather. Very intelligent man, but he was a talker. And his punishment, I don't know how many of you, when my children were bad, they got the rod of correction applied to the seat of their pants. But my grandfather, he would set you down and say, now, Sharon, I need to tell you what you did wrong. Hour later, he's still telling me what I did wrong. I want to say, Pap, just spank me, get it over with, you know, because it was like, but, and he instilled in me, he said this 10,000 times a day. I hated hearing it. Manners will take you places money never will. I never understood why he said that till I got older, and I appreciate it. I appreciated having both. What do I want to say, both venues of growing up, because I saw how poor people lived, and I'm not saying my grandfather is rich, but he's pretty well-to-do, and I saw the other side. I saw both sides, and I think that's influenced my life. When I was in Bristol, I never heard a swear word. I never heard a fight. If they had a disagreement, they would go in their bedroom and talk it out. Monument was totally different. You people that know Monument, I heard my first swear word. When I went to school in seventh grade on the bus, I was the one picked on because I was new and because I was scared going to high school, and I didn't like riding that bus. And so I got picked on and got fought with a lot. Then came eighth grade, and I became a true Monument girl, a fighter. I'm not proud of that, but I'm just saying there's two different areas of your life, and God cleaned me up from my second area. I worked at Woolrich, and Debbie Reed, I don't know if you remember this or not, we worked together side by side, and she said to me one day, you swear a lot. I know some of you, I shared this with us. No, I don't. She said, yeah, you do. And she said, you need to come to a revival out Marsh Creek and get cleaned up. And I said, what's a revival? So she was explaining it to me. And people had told me that this church, you rolled down the aisles, you screamed, you burnt your TVs, and oh man, I just heard all kind of things. Well, I didn't want to come to a church like that. I really didn't want to come to a church. But lo and behold, if you know where Bob, most people know where Bob Ness Funeral Home is, and across the street was Zimmerman's. He was just at the piece of photographer at the time, and right behind him was an upstairs apartment. That's where Gary and I lived with the children. And I was out just shaking rugs up on the banister, you know, and there was this church over here, and I've never been to that church, but there was a cemetery, wasn't ever at the cemetery, and something was saying, come on over here. Seriously, just like, come on over here. So I left the rugs lay and went down the steps and over, and I'm looking at the tombstones. And back there in that day, they put, how do you say it, epitaphs or whatever, things on there they want to see. Someone said one time, they read one that said, see, I told you I was sick. You know, we can find humor in that, but you know, they were, and it's actually on a tombstone, for real, for real. But anyway, I was drawn to this one big one because, you know, the big ones, usually people have money. And here was this saying it said, and I had to stay there and memorize it. Don't ask me why. It had to be the Lord. I always tell people a tombstone saved me. Jesus saved me, but a tombstone drove me near to God. It said, who are you to pass me by? For as you are now, so once was I. And as I am now, so you must be. Prepare for death and follow me. I said, oh my God, I'm going to die. I'm going to die. I'm going to die. I ran up and I said, Gary, he was redding up the dishes. And I said, get the kids ready. We're going to church. Well, he commenced to help me get the kids ready. We come out here to this revival. And a Robert Watson, one-armed gentleman with a hook, was preaching. And he preached on the rapture and hell. I never heard this. I never heard anything like this. The few times I went to Church of Monument, that preacher said all of us teenagers were going to hell. Give me some money and get out of here. Basically, that's about what it amounted to. But anyhow, that's the church that I, when I did go, not too often, because I heard the same thing all the time. But anyhow, we came to this revival, and I was sitting third pew over there, and it was in October 1974, and did not know what I was doing. All I knew was he was preaching on how would you like to wake up some morning, go into the bedroom of your child, and your child not be there? How would you like to be on an airplane, and the pilot's missing, and your plane's gone down because the pilot has disappeared? I didn't know any of this. And I'm sitting there thinking, oh, my precious little children, what am I going to do, you know? He said, you will be in hell. It'll be too late for you. And this is what he preached. We heard fire and brimstone back there. It wasn't, say, making sin gray anymore. Kids, sin is sin. Hasn't changed. Jesus hasn't changed. It's sin. Didn't, like I said, I did not know what I was doing. And up to the altar I came, and then Mrs. Buckwalter, and I think it was Pauline. Pauline sat back there praying, and Mrs. Buckwalter and I went back. Then they explained a few things. We stayed at church quite a bit. And that night, kids' revivals was 2 weeks. 2 weeks long. Bonnie, you remember that. And we were there. And when we lived over in this, at the time, there was a trailer over there. We were there every night, every Wednesday night, every night of revival. We were there. It was a thing to do. But what I'm saying, this tombstone that called me over, why God used that, I don't know. The first thing the Lord delivered me of was my foul mouth. Now, can I say I've been perfect? Absolutely not. I'd be standing up here lying if I was. But God does clean up your mouth. There's places we used to go I didn't want to go anymore. He created me in a clean heart, and it said, behold all things. We become a new creature. You know, on the humor side of it, I think like maybe I was derived from a bird because, you know, when I have these wings, you know, when you wave and it keeps going, you know, that you know, you're waving, you're 6 miles down the road and you're still waving. You know, and I have crow's feet, you know, any of you have crow's feet, and I have a turkey neck. So, I think maybe in another life I might have been a bird. I don't know. But anyway, I just had to throw that anyway. But anyway, I thank the Lord for Debbie Reed. I thank the Lord when I was backslidden and not coming to church for Linda Watkins, who drew me back here, telling me all the good things I was missing. And I thank the Lord for saving my soul. Sinner that I was, and I truly, truly was, and that he cleaned up my life, and he made me love him, and I can't even fathom, and maybe you can either. Children that were raised in church and didn't get into too much devilment, you know, maybe you don't appreciate it. I'm sure you do, but not as much as someone that he forgets them as far as the east is from the west. That's hard for me to fathom, that he has forgiven me of all that. I'm happy today that I am in this church. I'm glad the Lord drew me to this church. I know there was five churches in Howard, and after I started coming here, I didn't see anybody wrong any aisle, but I did hear some hallelujahs, you know, and that was good. You know, that's good. When your soul gets to it, we can set up ball games and go, 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 and kill the umpire. You know, I had a notion to say that a couple times. But anyway, Linda Watkins, she don't remember it. Hers used to be, come on, umpire. That's what she would say. She didn't say like me. I'd say, kill the umpire. You know, she was more gentle than I was. But she'd just go, come on, umpire. And, you know, he would look. But anyway, he never threw us out. But anyhow, I do thank God for being here this morning under God's grace. I was invited to five other churches in Howard. Why do you want to go out there? Because this is where the Lord led me. 1974 to now. And I thank the Lord for it. I thank the Lord for the church family. I've seen some of the little ones grow up. When Gary and I, we had class meeting for 17 years. And at the time, I had, think of this, I did. I had 11 boys and one girl. I can show you pictures. And Tammy Coco, she never wanted to leave. Tammy Miller at the time, she stayed with me till she was 16. She didn't want to move up. She really liked the class meeting. And so when you get involved in church, it makes you feel good. You know, maybe you say you can't do anything, but we all have one talent, whether it's testifying, whether it's talking, whether it's sharing, whether it's singing. And I just marvel at these children, these teenagers today. And the plays and stuff that you put on for Christmas, that thrilled my soul. Like Gary said, where would we be without you children? You teenagers, you're not children. And I thank you for being faithful to the Lord. This is my story, and I'm sticking to it. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad for Linda. I'm glad for Debbie. And I'm glad for that old tombstone in that church in Howard. Thank you.